The Melody Event Center in Southeast Portland is facing calls to cancel an event happening there tonight. The event features right-wing provocateur Dinesh D'Souza. The Rescue America Town Hall is a danger to the community and a recruiting tool for far-right extremists, according to PopMob, the organization calling for the event to be shut down. Town Hall features D'Souza and Brandon Straka, who is the founder of the Walk Away campaign. Straka says the Democratic Party and the left has lost its way and has become intolerant of any opposing views, and that is why he's encouraging others to walk away. PopMob, which is short for Popular Mobilization, is a Portland-based group that encourages folks to show up and oppose the alt-right with creative and joyous resistance. Their spokesperson, Aya, told KBOO why they want the Melody Center to cancel D'Souza and Straka's town hall.
So we've been hearing from community members for a few weeks now. People have been concerned and reaching out to us, messaging us on our various social media channels, saying that this event was happening. They were concerned for their safety, the safety of their neighbors or family members, and was there anything that we were going to do about it?
KBOO reached out to the Walk Away campaign and heard from Straka for his response to the call for canceling his event.
I would assume that the assumptions that are being made about our event are the same as what they typically are when a conservative does an event, which is that this is a white nationalist event, that this, you know, extremist right-wing event, when in fact my organization, the Walk, this is a walk-away event. The Walk-Away campaign is an organization for all people. We have lots of Black people who've walked away, brown people who've walked away, LGBT people who've walked away. It's a community for all people to walk away from this very thing that we're describing right now, which is the extremist left. So I think this message is very positive. It's very open. All people are welcome in this movement. And I would really encourage anyone to come and listen to what we have to say.
Originally, the event included Joey Gibson, the leader of right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Gibson is currently facing felony assault charges for attacking anti-fascists at a Portland bar on May Day. He was barred from the event by the Melody Center following pressure from PopMob. KBOO contacted Shane Burley, the author of Fascism Today, What It Is and How to End It, and asked how the Walk Away campaign fits into the conservative movement.
Yeah, essentially it's kind of a right-wing populist campaign to get people of color to leave the Democratic Party or maybe the left more generally and move to the Republican Party.
In a statement, the Melody Center had this to say about the event. The Melody Event Center places the safety of its guests and staff as its highest priority. We are an event venue that is open and welcoming to all. The owner, Alan Peters, wants the community to know that he will not allow any presenters in our facility that promote racism, anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, or that incite or promote violence. It came to our attention that some groups that promote those very ideas were invited into our space. There is no question that these groups will not be allowed into our space. The Melody Event Center has barred these groups from participating in the November 5th event. We have implemented a safety and security plan in conjunction with the presenter and local law enforcement. While Gibson has been barred, PopMob says the event itself is dangerous and ought to be canceled.
It gives a platform to these ideas that are, frankly, very dangerous and very fascist. Dinesh D'Souza is famous for peddling conspiracy theories. Brandon Straka is a more recent addition to the alt-right's famous crew. But like today, we posted a picture of him dressing up as Hitler. His ideals are not the kind of ideals that Portland stands for.
I asked Burley what the danger of the Walk Away campaign hosting this event in Portland might be.
When you're getting a lot of these people together on a campaign that's using really heavy anti-immigrant rhetoric, anti-LGBT rhetoric, things like that, it actually will create a kind of cauldron of anger, kind of populist rage amongst a bunch of people that essentially are prone to violence. And so, yeah, I think it is concerning that it's happening kind of dead in the middle of a liberal city, which it intends to do, where it can cause the most possible conflict.
PopMob said that they are not planning to show up to the event because of safety concerns, and they expressed disappointment that the Melody Center had not canceled it.
We're very disappointed in the Melody Event Center for holding this event. The venue is known for being a very inclusive event. It holds quinceañeras and gay weddings. In fact, it's kind of famous in the area for holding a ton of gay weddings in 2014 when it became legal. And so a lot of people have very fond memories of this venue. And it's heartbreaking to see them hand it over to people who hate us so much.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Kevin Dugan.